Welcome, my pet. I'm Goddess Athalia, and this is To the Edge and Gone. We're about to enjoy a very special time together, so I hope you're alone and someplace quiet, where you won't be interrupted for at least 40 minutes. This erotic hypnosis session is all about pleasure and letting yourself indulge in it to the exclusion of all else. Therefore, allow 100% of your focus to fall completely on me for a totally immersive experience. For the purposes of this recording, it's best to get completely naked. Pause the recording now and remove all your clothing if you haven't already. You should relax and allow yourself to be fully open, following my instructions to the best of your ability. Begin by becoming aware of your breath. When your awareness falls on your breath, you automatically begin to breathe more deeply. Allow yourself to take those nice, full breaths. After a while, you won't even be thinking about it. You'll just be breathing smoothly and naturally, all on your own. An important part of the hypnosis process is feeling free to retreat into yourself. Right now, even though your eyes are closed, half your mind remains on your outer surroundings. You can keenly sense and feel everything that lies outside of the blackness behind your eyes. I'm going to count to three, and you will quickly, cleanly, and deliberately drop all outside perceptions the moment you hear me reach three. Are you ready? Perfect. One, two, three. Now that can be an odd feeling, detaching yourself from the outside world. Your logical, waking mind loves something to grasp onto. It loves knowing where and what everything is. This way, it's always in control and always maintains its footing. But this, as you have just learned, is completely unnecessary. For our purposes right now, the logical functions of the conscious mind are neither wanted nor needed. You may find that focusing on a particular stimulus, such as the sound of a woman speaking to you directly into your ears, diverts your logical mind's attention so that the subconscious mind can come forward. When the subconscious slowly starts presenting itself, it's perfectly normal and natural for the logical mind to step back, back, back into the background as it beats its retreat. The subconscious manifests its presence. It makes itself known by way of physical sensations. These sensations are different for different people. Some experience a heaviness in the limbs, like a slow tingle, white noise in the arms and the legs, from shoulders to hands, from hips to ankles. These extremities may start feeling elephant-like, as if weighed down by anchors. Anchors that would drop you into the middle of the sea and ultimately pin you to the ocean's floor. Others experience a heaviness in the head. This can be a physical sensation, like the skull swelling, or the brain tightening and dropping, 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 again, like sinking under so much water. Like your brain's not getting oxygen, it complains. Complains that it is drowning in a sea of heavy head. Heaviness that cannot be lifted. Just as the eyelids cannot be lifted. At times, this heaviness takes a non-physical form, weighing down the intangibles, like thoughts. Thoughts come more slowly, less easily. There's greater and greater gaps between one thought and the next. Big, open, empty spaces. Big, open, empty spaces. Big, open, empty spaces. Big, open, empty spaces. Like blackness that has no beginning and no end. Just seamless, dissociating from the body, seamless, boundless, fluid. No barrier between a droplet and its ocean. No barrier between your consciousness, your deep, deeper, deepest mind, and the universe itself. Melding so fluid, like liquid metal, metal, melting. Melting, merging into nothingness. Do you know what the universe is, Slate? It's limitless potential. The universe is the manifestation of all possibilities. Universe simply means that time and space cease to exist. Simply put, this means you could go on forever. Any pleasure, any carnal delight, any cock dripping desperation you could dream up could go on forever. And what do you think happens when something goes on forever for so long? It has to culminate in something. Like a big bang. Something you've never experienced before. Internal combustion. Sexual explosion. Penile eruption, unending, unending, forever. Something like you've never known before. Something beyond climax. Something beyond orgasm. Something that rushes up and takes over your soul. Forces you to surrender. Forces you to succumb. To the beauty and violence that is the universe. Your sexual universe has opened up for me. It's open to us right now. And as long as you do exactly what I say, I promise you'll have your world rocked, your universe banged wide open. Open your eyes slowly, slowly, slower, slower. Good. There's my good boy. Your eyes are open, glazed, but you're still deep under. I want you to look at your cock. In fact, don't just look. I want you to focus. Focus, focus. Fixate on your cock. It is the nucleus of your sexual universe. It's my plaything and yours. It's the portal to all your pleasures, the gateway to all your sins. Sins so confounding, so deeply, intensely, soul-shakingly pleasurable, you can't even fathom them. Your cock will guide you to them all, just as long as you maintain focus. In a short little while, you will begin hearing some rather pleasing sounds. They are only there to stimulate you, not to distract you. And as you begin hearing these sounds, you're going to imagine very vividly that you were part of their creation, that you yourself are in the throes of the action. Imagine that you are in the middle of the sucking, the fucking, the coming. These imaginations will begin to stimulate your cock, opening up your sexual universe. I don't want you to focus on the sounds. I want you to focus only on your dick. Concentrate on every single tingle. The way it begins to rise and fill. These sensations begin at a moment's notice and are incredibly familiar to you. The cycle of getting aroused, getting full-blown horny, and getting hard are common to your experience. You've been going through this cycle for years. The very one you're about to go through now. I want you to keep your open, glazed eyes on your cup. You will not look away. And you will not close your eyes until I've instructed you to do so. Few things are more exciting than watching your cock fill. If I were there with you, I would touch you to hasten the process. Run my fingertips ever so lightly over your manhood. Watch it swell for me. Harden and fill and lift itself for me. Lift itself in. into my touch. It would feel so good to you. Were I feeling benevolent, I might even take you in hand, stroke you, pump you, allow your flesh the divine pleasure of squirming around in my tight fist. How would you feel if I ran my thumb across your head? Or what if I gave your cock a little twist when I neared the top? Would you like it? Would it feel good? What if I squirted some lube into my hand? Made it nice and wet for you? No uncomfortable friction. Just a smooth, hot slide as I masturbated you, squishing and squelching, pumping and squeezing, until your Peter was at full mast for me, hard, aching, purpling with desire, the desire to come and to burst, to bathe my fist in white. And that's to say nothing of your balls gradually filling, becoming hot, heavy, and swollen. Would they be sensitive to my touch? How would it feel if I pumped your cock with one hand and massaged your sack with the other? A full service massage. A mind-blowing sexual treat. All my focus on you, and all your focus on your dick. Are you still looking? You had better not be touching. Touching, slave, is strictly prohibited. In fact, I want you to place your hands underneath your tailbone. Lie on them, to pin them, and make it less tempting to use them. Do it now. Good boy. Good boys only look. They don't touch. And what a spectacular show it is. I'm going to give you a minute now to just watch, to be at one with your cock, the erection process, and these pretty, pretty sounds.
Oh, fuck me. Oh.
Are you still with me? Good. Now, it's time to close your eyes again. Eyelids are so heavy that it's easy for you to do. Once your eyes are fully closed, you will be even deeper. So deep, you can't wake up. Now focus on the feeling, the pleasurable sensations coursing throughout your cock, pulsing, pulsing. So good. That's right. Just let yourself feel it. Imagine that you're making a fist with your cock. All that flesh, all that blood, all that skin, pulling nice and taut. That area between your legs, pulsing and tingling with sensation. As all your mind's focus and all your body's energy goes directly there, the whole area of your groin pulls tight, 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 like you're about to fuck a tight pussy. Pulsing tender, swollen wet, even wetter than you're going to be once you start dripping. Dripping pre-cum, flowing like a fountainhead from the tip of your dick all the way down to your shaft. I want you to make a mess for me. Where will that gorgeous, hot pre-cum of yours end up? Are you gonna drip it all over your balls? Will some of it land on your belly? Are you going to stain the sheets? I'll tell you what you're not going to do. You're not going to touch. You're just going to feel your cock. Sense the intensity of the sensation. As your Peter pulses to life, it feels so good that you grasp for it. Double down on it. Actually begin to will yourself harder, even firmer and more erect your cock is becoming. For all your concentration, the heat and tenderness in your cock radiate throughout your groin, throughout your pelvic area. You can feel it in the small of your back, where your hands are. Remove your hands from underneath yourself and start touching yourself. No, not your cock, silly. Just anywhere else on your body. Anywhere else you want. It can be your chest, your belly, your thighs. Wherever and whatever makes you feel good. Your cock is off limits still. Just focus on how it feels. How beautifully swollen and turgid it's becoming. More and more with every passing minute. Fall deeper. Get harder. It's so easy to do and feel so good. You can ride this edge forever. You may feel like you need to touch yourself. You may feel like you need to come. But this isn't true. Universe, remember? Big bang. Go on and on forever. And you will be rewarded. Pleasure never has to stop. Touching yourself would only be hastening the end. And you don't want this to end. Forget about being distressed. Forget about feeling anxious about what's going on in your cock. If you think about it, if you really take a moment to focus, you'll realize that nothing is happening but pleasure. Stop thinking about orgasm and start thinking about pleasure. Pleasure that can last and last with no end in sight. Ride this wave. Embrace this edge. Know for certain that you can skirt it into perpetuity. No need to rush and no need to climax. The more you practice etching, the better you will become. In the future, perhaps even in the very, very near future, you will experience strong feeling, an overwhelming feeling that you need to have an orgasm. You may reason that it's critical for your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. The sensation may become so intense that you're practically frothing at the mouth, bobbing at the dick, leaking at the seams, practically desperate for an orgasm. But when you feel this way, you will think only of this word. No, 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 no. I want you to think it to yourself silently. No. No. Say it in your head. No. No to climax. No to completion. No to going over this edge. In all endeavors, we have but two choices. we can move forward into progress, or we can step backwards into comfort. Sure, you could come at this moment. You could reach down and grab your thickened cock right now. There's nothing I could do, after all, to physically stop you. But you would only be stopping yourself, keeping yourself from a pleasure that lies beyond orgasm, holding yourself back from your rich sexual potential. I have a vision for you, my pet, as an absolutely horny mess, throbbing and bobbing, leaking and dripping, balls twice their normal size, desperate, aching, fearing going insane for want of an end to the excruciating pleasure. But what lies beyond? Transcendence. A cosmic climax that has nothing to do with orgasm or ejaculation. Just a deep, rolling, never-ending wave of brain-boggling bliss. Sparking behind your insides, turning your soul inside out. You desire that too, and you know it. Give in to your desire to just edge, and keep edging. Want to have a climax? The answer is no. Always know. You can't even think of coming without thinking of the word no. Edging is its own reward. No orgasm wanted. No orgasm needed. Feel your cock. Feel how hard and alive it is. Feel how desperately it wants to be touched. But don't touch. You can imagine my touch if you like. You can imagine your cock being touched as part of the sexual sounds that you're hearing. But there is no need to touch. I'm going to allow you one last minute to enjoy the pleasure in your cock. Draw it up through your body and make it a full body experience. This is your last minute before I count you up from trance and you return to normal waking consciousness. So make the most of it. Imagine that you could mentally will yourself to orgasm, but just stop short. The answer to orgasm is no. Always no. only pleasure, only edge, right on the edge now. Breathe deeply. Feel the pleasure in your loins. Allow it to spread and amplify it as much as you possibly can. Now relax. Stop touching your body if you have continued to do so. And breathe deeply. Allow that intense sexual energy to be pulled deeply into your core, where it can be stored, tucked away for a later date. Muscles are melting once again, relaxing into their normal state. Agitation and arousal are fading, and your erection is resolving itself. I will now count backwards from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be fully awake, alert, and back in the room. You may or may not remember the contents of this recording in detail, but you will feel rested, relaxed, and at ease. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wake up. There you have it. Continue lying down and allow yourself to bask in the afterglow of your hands-free edging experience. Take deep breaths. Allow your mind to remain calm and free as your dick softens and your hard-on resolves itself. Thank you for joining me for this erotic hypnosis session. And as always, continue to be Goddess Athalia's good boy.